So, David, I just want to find out from you about how the unit committee members, their involvement in decision-making process at the disaster. How is it good? How is it like?
Yeah, basically, they form part of the area council. And at the area council level, they do their planning.
Okay.
They mobilize resources. And when they mobilize the resources, half of the resources given back to them. So, currently, in the planning process, is to the chairman of the area council, the other, you know, we have decentralized some of the departments to the area council. So, they hold their quarterly meetings and they're able to plan.
Okay.
When they do their plan, their priorities are pushed to the assembly, where we also want to integrate that into our plans, into our medium-term plan, into our annual action plans, and that will see implementation. So the unit committees are, they're basically the grassroots who are engaged in discussions, I mean, coming out with the priorities at the local level that will be incorporated into the action plans for eventual implementation.
Okay. Are there some challenges associated with their role, as you have narrated?
Yeah, it could be possible because these are very rural areas, so they need actually capacity building. To be able to do proper prioritization, to be able to come out properly with their felt needs.
Okay.
If people are not properly sensitized, if they are not properly given the capacity in the whole process, the planning to the situation where they might go for.
Okay.
Choice that might not even be like the felt needs of their various communities.
Okay.
But it is important. And some of them too, because of the inactive nature of the area councils, it makes them redundant. And some of them don't hold their quarterly meetings.
Okay.
Like their engagement is not that much.
Okay. So then I just want to also find out the DPC in your district. What is the composition of the DPC?
The district planning and coordinating unit.
Yeah.
Almost all the decentralized departments that we have.
Okay.
Like for the district assembly, like we have 11. So with this 11 department, we also have the head of the development planning subcommittee.
Okay.
Yeah. We also look at any relevant department that we think that we can co-opt in. But the statutory, we have 11 members.
Okay. That's so you have co-opted some members too?
Yes.
Okay. So what are some of the factors that affect the effective functioning of this coordinating unit?
Yeah, the factors that affect them is one, financial, because they are supposed to meet quarterly. And at times, in a year, four quarters. And at times, in some assemblies, the DPCU is not able to meet they don't hold the four quarterly meetings.
Okay. And it is they are supposed to hold meeting quarterly?
Yeah, yes. Okay. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter,
okay.
Before the year ends.
Okay.
And if possible, the DPC is the development wing of the assembly. So
exactly.
They are supposed to organize a media review and also organize an NWA being led by the planning officer. So it's important when they meet and they discuss the issue that they are, what are the issues that they implement. And also discuss issues that they could not implement and the reason thereof.
Okay.
It helps them to re-strategize for the next quarter.
Okay.
If these meetings have not been held, the various departments, there's a whole lot of duplication,
yeah,
a whole lot of kind of antagonism between them. There will not be that harmony. That will eventually lead to sustainable development.
Mm-hmm.
It is important that we have effective collaboration among the various departments.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you realize that we have environmental health.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of issues.
Sanitation.
We have health. Ghana has also got a lot of issues on that. We have Ghana that does a lot of sensitization in the environment and other. And the environmental health, they are also doing the same. Hello, okay. Yeah. Good evening, or is it good afternoon? Are you at school? You are not leaving for school. Oh, okay, you have ended. I'm also still at Morning City. Are you ready with the presentation? Okay, okay. Currently, they are interviewing me, so when I finish with the interview, I'll come and look at the presentation. If you...
Okay.
Yes.
So, you're talking about the factor that affects you.
Yes, yeah, so that's it is important that they organize so that at least it can ensure some effective collaboration.
Collaboration,
that can also ensure some synergy.
Okay.
And when you do that, effectively it can lead to a sustainable development.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we have various departments doing it, especially like issues of nutrition. We have the environmental health addressing issues. So we have even agri, address aspects of nutrition. We have Ghana Education, so addressing issues of nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
We have Ghana Health Service. So it is important that when they come together like this, see the areas that they can collaborate effectively.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't meet, you realize that there's always a gap. We are doing a lot of things. And what you intend to achieve, your various objectives and your goals, don't meet them.
So
but the finances also come because of the nature of the common fund.
Mm.
The dwindling nature of it doesn't come. It comes very small and priorities are meaningful. Like that, some of these are down. And they don't even have the IGF to help people finances. Most of the meetings have been held on credit.
Mm.
So if you call meetings of Spengo on your own credit card, then when you call the heads of the money, they can send representatives.
Okay.
Or they don't just even surface at them.
Okay.
Are the challenges that we are facing.
Okay. Yeah. So usually we hear situations where, for instance, particularly the agri department, they will say that we have submitted our budget and work plan into the composite plan, but eventually they don't get what they plan for. There are usually budget cuts somehow. How does this happen?
Does
it happen at the district level or it happens at the national level?
Oh no, what's happening is, let's make it both.
Okay.
Both, because at the national level, they see the assembly as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't see you in different
years.
Mm-hmm. So, when they are giving the money, they give it like our common fund.
Mm-hmm.
So we do our composite budgeting, and all the departments normally budget for their money. So we send it out there. There's a difference between budgeting for what you expect and receiving. There's a difference between your budget and what you receive.
Mm-hmm.
So even some don't even come at all.
Okay.
To get it. So now whatever you are expecting, if you don't get that enough, You know, there's too much pressure, too much politics. The district executive has his own priorities. He needs to put up structures for people to see. He needs to put up clinics and use that. The president will come and commission and use that as a campaign or something. So, the Agric, money that should go to the Agric in terms of sensitizing farming, in terms of giving capacity to farmers to produce better. Because I can before realize it falls off into this physical protest and we are left with nothing in our coffers to give to the agriculture sector. So at times they get just something small, at times they don't even get. But once they are concerned as a coordinator, I think they bring their requests, we'll try and meet them at least halfway. So the problem is that when the money is woefully inadequate, in our district we don't have IT. So when it happens like that, you put down with the politician, you see how you can apportion that money to your various priorities. Before you realize that agriculture is something small. So these are the issues that we have been grappled with.
Okay.
Not that they have been ignored. A component of the district and coordinating unit,
yeah,
very crucial as far as the implementation of agricultural programs,
yeah,
are concerned in our district.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So particularly with the Divisional Assembly Common Fund, we are told that the allocation to the district, usually there are some commitment by central government, so you don't even get the full complement of the amount. Which are some of these commitments that central government often make to the extent that they will even take some of the money from the source?
Some of them are just too weird, you know. I mean, those days they used to consult, they come to the assembly at least and give it, this is what we want to do, right, education and that. And the assembly members will pass a resolution. You sign it, you go back to Accra. But now, no. Certain things are happening. We are so, like, I want to give examples. Rural electrification.
Rural electrification.
Mm-hmm, yeah, they take some of the money up from there. And they award contracts, and they are in your district, and you see them, they come around. And you do. I heard you. Currently, we have even building of courts. I didn't even know me. I was in the district. I came and asked the DC whether that was a priority. Construction of courts in the
village. Courts, district courts.
District courts. And
okay.
Deducting from taking money from the
community. This also was awarded by
Accra,
central government.
In Accra, yeah. That's
okay.
Yeah. We have issues of sanitation. The work the Zoom line is doing, and all
mm-hmm.
those things.
Mm-hmm.
They are all being fumigation. They are all being deducted
from source.
Yes, without consulting. Yes.
Okay. I was just going to ask about interference and then budget awarding of contract, but you have just mentioned.
Yeah, they are awarded
okay.
up there.
Okay. Do you have the local government service in your district as a department?
Oh, yes, I don't understand.
Local government service, sir. I'm told that local government service is supposed to have a department in the district to be in charge of the human resource.
No, we have a department of human resource, that's all.
You have a department of
human resource. What is
okay.
that? What is the local government service? We are all under the local
exactly
government.
Exactly, that's what I thought.
No, we are all of us. So it is not that we have a department.
Okay.
Formerly it used to be a unit. It has raised to a department of human resource.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you used to have a unit for
human resource.
It has not been raised to
the department.
Okay. Okay. So are there still some human resource challenges that you face at the district?
We have the complement of all the human resources that we have.
Okay.
We have. Our only problem is that they are becoming too many. They brought in so many staff that
okay.
we didn't need. I mean, I'm at Nantong, so I think because it's near.
Okay.
That is why. Everybody wants to be nearer now.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to Tamil, so they're in Tamil was committed.
Okay.
Otherwise, there is no. You know, it used to be fiscal plan. We have them now.
Mm-hmm.
The engineering department, they are there now.
Okay.
So basically.
There are no human resource challenges.
No.
With the decentralization, one of the issues that have come up is that some of the departments have not been able to internalize the whole decentralization process. They are still behaving like the way they were behaving under their mother agency organization. Are these issues that you are facing in the district in terms of behavioral, not seeing themselves as part of the assembly? For example, the agri people say that the assembly don't see us as part of us. And then the assembly is also asking them, do you also see yourself as part of the assembly now? I'm asking, have you been able to get your staff, all of from the various departments, internalize the fact that you are now under
you know, that's a reform, it's a gradual process.
Mm.
So, in some assemblies, it has to do with the people themselves and not the system itself.
It's not the system.
Yeah, if not the system is very clear and definite.
Yeah.
Agric is part of the whole central system, part of the DPC. When you are calling many meetings, you call them. So in some districts, they might come up with issues of like the coordinating director having a brief with the director of Agric.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime maybe they are organizing something, then they might not even call. They might not even call the Agri director. Don't mm-hmm. just forget about him.
Mm-hmm.
Or they even call the Agri director. You still a representative. You will not even call. You get that. So I think that's all. The Agri director brings in a request for something. Hey, it's not being treated. You are going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've realized that there was that gap.
Mm-hmm.
So I've left issues onto my staff. And at the time when they do certain things, they forget about Agri. And they come back lashing. To them, no. So now I'm that vigilant on some few things. Like maybe during the fasting, we're giving out sugar and water. So actually, I didn't get myself involved in those things. Unfortunately, he gave out this. Let me give my assistant to take this for me. I let the wife know that. The food. I've received them.
Are they collecting them?
They are finished like that.
Then I'll just ask the last two questions so that we can also go. I think the last two questions I'm going to ask is about the grassroots stakeholder participation and disassembly plans and budget hearing. What are some of the challenges associated with that?
Yeah, well, basically I would say it's finance.
Okay.
Because at times, maybe if we want to bring in more people,
okay,
because of the financial constraints, we might not even be able to. For instance, maybe we move to an area council. It is important that we do some engagement in each community or zone, maybe that area council to be able to make them very. Unfortunately, some of the districts are not doing it. Maybe we just sit at the area council and maybe we put some reps to come back to from there, they will pick it up. But you are supposed to go down to there. ordinary people. Okay. They actually get their felt hands from there. Then they can own their plans. At least they participate.
Yeah.
Not just to sit and they don't know what they are expected to do.
So what do you think can be done to improve that?
I think the government will have come down and operationalize the area councils, deliberate funding at the area council level.
Okay.
In terms of infrastructure, in terms of things like computers and others, and making sure that we help the administration to generate income at that place. So when that then happens, because some of the districts that are that have their area councils, we can help to make money out of that.
Okay.
And planning, budgeting, and planning at that place too, so very effective. Things are going on. Yes, and you appreciate how the rural decentralized partners are working at the area council.
Director, apart from these ones, are there any key challenges that the district assembly face that you think this project can be?
Yeah, and that is the political interference. The politicians don't show a lot of interest in our planning processes.
Okay.
They delay, when they say when the plan just come, they don't, and later they say they want to implement a project that because currently, before a project is implemented, in our GIFMIX process, you need to have the project in your annual action plan, in your composite budget.
Okay.
Once you don't have it, the GIFMIX system will not accept it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It will not be possible. So that's. So, for instance, we are here. He's coming. For instance.
Okay, thank you very much.
The MP was just trying, just last week, so he did some work and said they should pay him. His money came. When I gave it to him, the budget said, no, that project is not even the composite budget.
Mm-hmm.
So when they are even doing the process, you know, it's uploaded, so when they start, the whole thing doesn't go. Mm-hmm. Something like that, so it doesn't recognize it.
Okay.
So that's the process where, you know what, when during the planning process, when you invite them, I mean, they don't show that much interest.
Yeah.
Then another day, when it comes to implementation, because people are forcing to come and do this for them, they will just go. At that moment, they advance their own money to do this and before even the common fund comes for them to. So it's a serious problem. I just hope that really.
I think, Director, thank you very much for the opportunity. I've gotten so much information from you that I think can help clarify many of the things.
Okay, that's it.
I'm very grateful.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doc.